Blog Talk Radio.
And good evening. Welcome to another edition of the New Africa Black Belt Wall Street Business Association Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, Bilal Masabeek Bynum, along with my co-host. He hasn't come on just yet, but I guess he will be coming on. But anyway, giving him a chance and others to come on, we will go to a sponsor break and be right back after our sponsor break.
Natural Skincare by Karima with Shea Butter. We offer a great selection of 100% all-natural moisturizing creams for the face and body without preservatives. Also, check out our hair products. Order online and get them delivered to your home. Check out our new online shop at www.etsy.com. Search for Natural Skincare by KHB. For more information, visit us online at www.naturalskincarebykarima.com or email us at naturalskincarebykarima@gmail.com. Give us a call at 301-534-4475 or fax us at 240-318-3537. Try out our newest product, our Peppermint Foot Rub, for a luxurious feeling your feet won't forget.
And welcome back to the New Africa Black Belt Wall Street Business Association. Again, I am your host, Bilal Masabeek Bynum, and we are going to continue our show this evening because we're going to continue to talk about the opportunities, the business opportunities, the import and export business opportunities we have with the country known as Kakistan. And we're going to hopefully have Imam Talib Sharifi. I spoke to him. I sent him an email earlier today. And he's showing his schedule is extremely busy. But he said if he can find the time, he will definitely be coming on with us this evening to share the information. But in the meantime, those of you who wish to participate in the business meeting that we're going to be going to New York City, as a matter of fact, we will be, to meet with the president of Kakistan along with his business minister. And they're going to be talking to us directly, and you'll be talking to him directly about the business opportunities that is available to his country doing business with us and our countries doing business with them, importing and exporting with each other. So that means that selling our goods and services to each other. So that is a discussion that we will be having directly with the president. But in the meantime, those of you who cannot go to New York, but yet and still you want your business known by that country, we ask that you send your business information, which would be your name, your website, the name of your business, and your email to your business, along with a telephone number, but mainly your website, your email, and the name of your business and your name. And you would send that information to nabassc@gmail.com. Again, we will need your name, the name of your business, the website of your business, the email, and, of course, the telephone number if you wish to send one. And you would send that information to nabassc@gmail.com. So, again, a wonderful opportunity that is opening up to our communities. and this is just one of the countries. Our imam, I've been knowing him for a number of years, and I can tell you within that time period, traveling internationally is normal for him. I can't tell you how many different countries is inviting the imam to speak at so many of their organizations. And like the imam said to me, he said when he travels to these different places, he's taking our business association along with him. So our business association, Black Belt Wall Street New Africa Business Association, is being carried, and you can see the residuals of the values that it's bringing us by having invitations such as the president himself, not his ambassador, not his business minister, but the president himself is making this invitation for us to come and meet directly with him, and he would have his business ministers and ambassadors with him. So in the future, we will be able to communicate directly with them. And, of course, they have their embassy right here in Washington, D.C., where we will be well known. So with that said, it pays to be a member of the New Africa Black Belt Wall Street Business Association. And, of course, you don't have to be a member to send in your bio. But, of course, I we're going to favor. We always going to give favors to our members because they're the ones who support New Africa Black Belt Wall Street and help us with our expenses of keeping our radio station and our other ways of communicating with the public alive. So please, we definitely would appreciate your memberships. And you become a member by going to New Africa Black Belt Wall Street Business Association.com. Again, New Africa Black Belt Wall Street Business Association.com. And when you go to our website, you'll be prompt, but you'll see where you can go and become a member. And so visit our website. And another thing is that the one where you'll be going to one of those sightings in our website, it says our shopping center. Our shopping center is where you brothers and sisters will be able to do business directly through New Africa Black Belt Wall Street. But when I say do business, we're the ones who will be showcasing your business. But for those who come on and go to our website, but all businesses will be conducted directly from your place of business. We're just the ones that again, that would be showcasing your business. So, again, go to our website, and you'll see many of the opportunities of being a member of New Africa Black Belt Wall Street Business Association. So, again, our website is New Africa Black Belt Wall Street Business Association.com. So, with that said, I am going to go to our... I am going to start opening up our mics so we can all start communicating with each other early in tonight's show. Again, network marketing and business identification, that's what we're all about. And tonight we're having open mic. So open mics means that we look to hear from you, and it's a wonderful time for you to showcase your business, because you can come on, tell us about your business, and let us know how we can get in touch with you and hopefully do business with you. And through networking, of course, we can do business with you. with each other. So our mics are open. Let me see if we have any of our directors. If any of our directors are on, I would ask you to present yourself. Oklahoma, North Carolina's, Pennsylvania's, wherever you might be. If you're a director, I would ask you to present yourself and greet the audience. Any of our directors.
Good evening. Good evening. This is Sasha. How are you doing? How are you doing? How is everyone doing? So excited to be here today. Looking forward to hearing about other people's businesses and having the open mic session where people can express what they do and their passion and why they do it and just how it is benefiting the Black community and the community worldwide. So I believe this is going to be a wonderful show. Looking forward to any new information in regards to Kazakhstan and how that's moving along. And so we're here to share information and really collaborate and connect as a community. So this is going to be a wonderful time, but I'm here for it. So looking forward to everything. Thank you.
Good evening. This is Sister Aisha. I'm excited, just as excited as Sasha, to be on a little earlier tonight, and hopefully we'll be able to hear from the imam or something about his trip. And I look forward to some of the other things that we're going to talk about a little later in the show. So it's good to be here tonight. Thank you.
Okay. Oklahoma. Do we have our directors, Sister Williams, anyone out of Oklahoma? I thought I saw the a call from that particular area, but any of our other directors?
Yes, I'm from Oklahoma.
Go right ahead. I'm sorry. Say that again.
My name is Kelly Major. I'm not a director or anything. My email told me about this tonight, and I called in because I'm out of Oklahoma, and I'm a business owner out of Oklahoma, and I'm a part of trying to bring back Black Wall Street in Oklahoma.
Excellent. Welcome aboard, and we look forward to your participation. Anyone else, even if you're not a director at this point, if you're a business person, we ask you to come on and introduce yourself. Let us know who you are and let us know something about your business. Let me go back to the brother in Oklahoma. I'm sorry, bro. Give us a little information about you and your business.
Okay, my name is Kelly Major. I'm a 100% disabled veteran. I have a medical marijuana grow. I also have Major High Apparel, clothing apparel line. And I have Black Dad Code, a podcast where I speak about being a Black father in America today. So those are the three businesses that I currently run.
Now, these profits are non-profit businesses that you...
These are all for-profit businesses. They're all for-profit.
Excellent. Well, again, welcome to the show, and we look forward to your participation. Again...
Thank you.
We're going to continue to open our mics up. We're still looking for our director out in Oklahoma. Sister Williams, are you with us?
As-salamu alaykum, brothers and sisters. How's everyone this evening?
She is. Well,
fine,
we're
fine.
Yes, sir.
Any opening comments that you'd like to make? We're network marketing, and we're... Just heard from a brother out there in your area. He's just made a wonderful introduction and told us about his several businesses that he's involved in. We hear more from him in just a few moments. But
I'm going to let him be our spokesperson for this evening. Now, like I had told you before, we are planning to have what they call a caravan parade, and that's going to be during the Black Friday. But I know everyone will probably have other things going, but it will be available for you to see on the internet. So we will, you know, look forward to doing that and working with you guys and you guys working with us. So that's about what I have to, you know, speak on right now. As we go on, I may have more to add, but for now, my brothers and sisters, that's what I have to report.
So again, brothers and sisters, like I was saying, any information that you wish to send as far as your company's bio, and like I said, if you can, if your goods and products will sell here in the United States, then your goods and products will sell anywhere in the world. And in this case, you're talking about the country of Kakistan. And like I said, we will be meeting directly with the president. Hopefully our Imam Talib Sharif, he sent me an email earlier. I can tell you he is quite busy. But he said that he's going to do everything he can this evening. So anytime he comes on, we look forward to his just coming right in and letting us know he's here. We're going to open the mics up as callers call in. So anyone who can hear us, you will be able to hear. Anyone who can hear us, we'll be able to hear you. And our mics are open, so we don't mind. Sort of interjecting and sharing in on whatever conversation that you might be hearing. So again, a welcome. And is there anyone else, maybe a business person, that hasn't had a chance to give us an introduction? If so, our mics are open and we welcome your comments. All right. Okay. In that case, our co-host, Brother Aziz, I spoke with him earlier. He hasn't made it on with us just yet, but hopefully he would be on with us before the show is over. Brothers and sisters, like I was saying, Black Belt Wall Street New Africa Business Association, along with a leader like Imam Talib Sharif. Locally, we are doing well as far as business introduction and networking with each other and finding out about each other's business right here in the United States. We have much, much more to do, but we have a start. But to have these international opportunities to open up, and having an international spokesperson like Imam Talib Sharif moving about the country. He's just coming back from the Middle East. He just got back, and he's still in meetings, like he said, as we speak. But he says at the same time he'll be watching the clock, and if he sees any kind of opportunity where he can break away, he will be with us tonight, but he certainly invites anyone, whether you're going to the UN, the United Nations, that's where we'll be meeting with the president of Kakistan and his business ministers. But if you can, he will be, we haven't had a date announcement yet, but I'm sure that we're waiting to hear from him. So he can tell us that date announcement that we will be going to meet with the president and his ambassadors. But in the meantime, if you want the country to know about your business, then again, send your bio to New Africa Black Belt Wall Street, and you do that by sending us an email. And that email is NABASSC nadassc@gmail.com. nadassc@gmail.com. So anyone have any questions or any concerns with what has been said so far? I am here to hopefully answer your questions. All right.
I have a question out of Oklahoma. Can you tell me what is the website so I can go to your website?
Say that again.
This is Kelly Major out of Oklahoma. Can you tell me the name of your website? You said you guys have a website so I can go to it. I was trying to write it, but when I typed it in, I must didn't do it right. So I'm going to type it in as you're saying it. That way I can go straight to it.
Speak very slowly. Again, that would be New Africa, Black Belt Wall Street, Business Association. .com. New Africa, Black Belt Wall Street.
Black Dot Wall Street?
Black Belt, B-E-L-T.
Oh, that's where I'm making my mistake. Black Belt Wall Street, okay.
Black Belt Wall Street. And let me just say this, because I know I heard I was saying, well, I'm a member of the Black Belt. I'm a member of Black Wall Street. Black Wall Street, Black Belt Wall Street, and the Greenwood Business District put together a business plan. That business plan put every type of businesses, including all our banks, insurance companies, everything that was able to do a migration, and let me just say this, if you're not going to speak, please put yourself on mute, because anything, a noise that is being kept that you may make in the background, we all are going to be able to hear it. So either put yourself on mute, but whenever you're ready to speak, just simply come off. But we try to eliminate as much background noise as we can. But again, New Africa, Black Belt Wall Street, Booker T. Washington, and the Greenwood Business District. The Greenwood Business District got with Booker T. Washington and all of his experts, and they were able to put together a business plan that I could almost say it freed the South, at least as far as the cotton, not the cotton, but the where African Americans had to buy themselves out of business deals that they just couldn't get out of. I can't think of the name of that part of slavery, because it was no more than slavery, but it was the Black Belt Business District, along with the Greenwood Business District, and the Greenwood Business District was, of course, because with all that oil and everything that those folks stole and killed from all of our communities, because they just when they destroyed the Greenwood Business District, they was trying to destroy black economics all over the South, because again, that particular business movement was so powerful until we was able to create our own banks, our own financial business institutions, our own insurance companies, our own real estate companies, our own schools, everything that the black community needed at that time. We was independent because we had our funds to circulate in our communities, and it was because of the success of the Greenwood Business District, out of all of the business districts that ran all the way from Texas, all the way to New York, including Chicago and many parts of the other Midwest, the Greenwood Business District out of Tulsa, Oklahoma, was so successful in helping to finance those missions until the black communities or the Greenwood Business District named the Green. Black Wall Street Business District named Black Wall Street the Greenwood Business District. They named Black Wall Street. They named the Greenwood Business District Black Wall Street because that was our Wall Street. As a Wall Street we would hear today, during that time, the Greenwood Business District was our Black Wall Street. And so it was the black communities collectively all over the South especially named the Greenwood Business District Black Wall Street. But it was the Black Belt, and that is what we're trying to bring back today. They was able to destroy, of course, the Greenwood Business District, but they wasn't able to destroy Black Belt Wall Street because you had so many black states operational and being very successful at that time. So that's what we're trying to repeat again today is having we don't have the Greenwood Business District because the white folks done took that. They have taken all of our oil and the cash flow that would have continued to make our communities very financially sound, but we still have our independent African American states, and we still have this cash income. And of course, we know that cash income in 2022, our consumer spending was at $1.4 trillion. This year's consumer spending is predicted to be over $1.9 trillion. So you can see how powerful, and that's just consumer spending. We're not talking about taxational spending, and we haven't included the huge amount of monies that goes through our churches. So when it comes to the African Americans' incomes, there is a large amount of monies that come through our communities, but it doesn't retain in our communities because we don't have no way of keeping our, we don't even have ways of depositing monies into our own banks. Everything goes into the Caucasians' financial institutions. And so, again, we support their financial institutions, and of course, we don't have any way of supporting our own. So that's what we are here at New Africa, Black Belt Wall Street Business Association. That's what we're trying to bring back, is the power of our black dollar. So, with that said, I am going to, but before I go back to our open mics, and like I said, this is an open discussion, brothers and sisters. I'm giving my little scenario on what I think needs to be done, but my scenario is not the one that's going to bring us to success. All of our scenarios is going to be the ones that's going to bring us to success. And that's why we network with each other And that's why we share information with each other, and hopefully collectively we will be able to find financial stability from our efforts. So again, before I go any further, I do see where my co-host has come on, and let me make certain we bring him on, Brother Aziz.
Greetings. As-salamu alaykum, Brother Bilal.
Alaykum salam, Brother Aziz. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
We basically, we have many of our directors are already on. They've already greeted our audience, and there are many in our audience that have already given us a greetings. So we're, as a co-host, I got to bring you in so you can give your greetings and your brief comments.
Yes, thank you, Brother Bilal. I hope that none of our people had any problem. I kind of panicked there for a minute, Brother Bilal. You kept butt-kicking me out of the system, and I just now just let me in. I even went to my home phone. I said, wow, it might be the location. You know, this happened once, a couple times before, just hard to get in sometimes, but I'm glad to be in, and I was listening to you tell some of your take on bringing that business back into our community. And one of the things of bringing business back in our community is us creating a really big desire in the community itself to want to have some businesses in there that are by us. At one time, that's all we had was businesses by us, and we appreciated them, and we looked out for one another. But today, what is happening is, it's not that, as you've said many a times, it's not that we don't want to go in the business or have businesses. We don't have the banks and the funding that support the African Americans that do want to go in the business, that's willing to go ahead on and let us have the funds, or let the people have the funds to go in the business. And that's one of the big problems. We don't have our own banking systems where we can. So every time we see vacant businesses in our community and that, and we see someone else different than us, and this has become commonplace now. People come from other countries to America, and their destination is the African-American neighborhood. Set up a business there, it's a gold mine there, because they don't mine their own business. And mining our own business is just like digging for gold. Mining. You got to dig deep into the community. People got to dig deep into their business pockets, supporting different businesses in the community, whatever they are. And we're talking about going beyond the beautician shop and the barber shop. That's almost a permanent fixture in the community. We're talking about grocery stores, doctor's offices, lawyer's office, dentist's office, marriage counselors, all types of things in the community. This is what we're talking about having in our own community where we don't have to go far. It's such a convenience and such a help, especially to a lot of our people when they become senior citizens. And by us not having our own businesses and things in our communities where we can advise our seniors on a lot of the things that's important to them when they get older, a lot of our brothers and sisters are taken. They're ripped off from their retirement funds and things like that because they don't have someone that's a business person to show them the things that they need to do to protect their monies as well as protect themselves. So the lack of businesses in our community has gotten to be to where it's alarming, it's saddening, and in our communities, we just don't see any growth. And that's what we're about here at the New Africa Black Belt Business Association, Black Belt Wall Street Business Association, is trying to encourage African-Americans that are in business, that those that want to get into business, to participate in the show, to come and network with other like-minded people or other businessmen that you may be able to help one another to help make some progress in the neighborhood. We know it takes all of us. What one can't do is our motto. Many can, you know, and that's one of the things that why a lot of other groups, we don't want to talk about them. We don't need to talk about how they have this and that. What we need to do is practice the same thing they do, and that's unity. And not just unity with words, but unity in putting our funds together to open up a business. We know everyone doesn't want to go into business, but a lot of people have funds to invest in businesses. Their money is just sitting there in the bank doing nothing with them, you know. It's like hoarding the gold when you can put back into the community and see a safer community in more ways than one. One of them is you won't see your neighbors getting set out on the street, getting robbed, because when money's flowing through the neighborhood or through the community, we don't see problems like that. We don't see people getting robbed. We don't see businesses closed down. So that's my take on things today, Brother Bilal. There's other current events that we want to talk about, politics, but, you know, we do talk about politics, too, and the things that's on the political scene, because politics has a lot to do with business also.
That's true.
But yes. That's where I'd like to start at, Brother Bilal.
Okay, well, thank you, Brother Aziz.
And thank you for that.
We appreciate your comments. Any questions for, again, brothers and sisters, I'll be saying this as we go along. Our mics are open. Our tonight we are having open mics. So it's a beautiful time to be able to voice your concerns. And many a times, how many times are we as African Americans, how many times do we get a chance to voice our concerns, especially when you have so many different states such as we have right now? And by being on this radio show, you have African Americans hearing your concerns from many, many different areas. So this is a wonderful time to voice your concerns and hear comments and be able to make comments. So, again, open mics, and we welcome your comments. And I will say again, our mics are open, and we welcome your comments. Our mics are open.
Hello.
Go right ahead. Go right ahead. Yes, go right ahead. We may have heard one just before you, Brother Aziz. The first person, please.
I was going to say I'm Kelly Major from Oklahoma. I'm a medical marijuana grower. I'm actually the grower. I sell to dispensaries, the processors and all. And I did that mostly because I felt we had to have a grower ourselves. We had to be able to grow for ourselves so that when this goes legal and Marlboro and all these other big people take over, we still have a lane. I'm a licensed grower here in Oklahoma. I'm small. I'm learning the business and everything myself. But like I said, I wanted to make sure that we had a grower. So I took that on. That's all I was going to say.
No, brother. I understand because it is a business. I know here in Maryland, we just 2 months has it been, Aziz? Has it been 3 months? They reported, what was the last figure as far as income last couple of months since we've gotten started, Brother Aziz?
The first month was $87 million. And as the brother just came on and said, man, we should have a piece of that action for sure. $87 million, they've taken away that stigma about it being bad, bad this and bad, bad that, and it's become a medical, it's become medically qualified for people. So I'm glad to hear we have a brother in that business, and we support businesses like that. And I wish the brother would explain a little more to us about that business so some of our listeners might be interested in that.
Okay, I don't mind doing that.
Go right ahead.
I'm a grower, and I do medical. I have 4 strains of my own that I have crossbred myself. I currently have 1 strain that has been helping children with autism. It's helping kids with autism. And so I've been giving it to the parents, and they've been turning it to tinctures, and it's been working. What my long-term goal of this here is I have a master. I'm trying to get with a school and get a PhD in breeding and genetics and cross over to research and development and then start making medicine. That is actually my ultimate goal, is where I'm trying to go with this. First, so right now I grow about 20 pounds a month, and I sell to the local dispensaries here, and then they disperse them to the customers. I sell whole flour, I sell pre-rolls, and I've had some of my flour processed also into dabs and waxes. I built my whole facility myself. I grow indoors. I have grow in a warehouse. I have 6 different rooms that I grow in. I know how to take a whole building from zero and turn it into a grow facility, from light to temperature to humidity to CO2 being pumped in to, I grow hydroponically, so I do the science. I grow in the water. So I've been doing this now 4 years. I've taught myself, and I've gone to other growers, and I paid a grower 1 year to come in and teach me what he knew. So that's how I've been doing it so far, and I'm new at this.
Mm-hmm. You have a website?
I have an Instagram. I don't have a website for my medical marijuana grow at this time. But I do have my Instagram.
Okay, any information you wish to share, feel free to share.
My Instagram is major_high_.
Okay. All right, like I said, we will any questions anyone have for this business owner before while we have him here on the hearing station. Any questions?
Yes, this is Brother Aziz. My question was, could we find out what some basic costs are and wanting to get into a business like this?
Okay, when I initially started, I started with $45,000. It was me and 2 other friends. We have no loans, no debt. We did everything cash. And as we made money, the money we made, we kept pumping back into the business. We're sitting in about right now about $150,000 to $200,000 into our facility, and over the 4-year period that we've made and put back in to get it to where it is right now. But like I said, we initially started with $45,000 and grew from there.
Great. Yeah. Thank you. Also, brother, we'd like you to become a member of the New Africa Black Belt Wall Street Association and have your site or have your Instagram or your information posted on our site so that others that may be interested in the business and that they can contact you. Bilal, what you can do is you go to the New Africa Black Belt Business Association, Wall Street Business Association in Washington, D.C., and on our site it'll have all the information that you would need to see, as well as you can see some of the other sponsors on our site and the things that they are selling, such as suits, shoes, hair pieces, a number of various things. And once you become a member of the New Africa Black Belt Business Association, you can come on any time the show's on and take time to sit out and talk about your business. You know, it can't occupy the whole show, but you're always entitled to the minutes on the show to talk about your business in case we have an audience, that someone that's listening that would be interested. But we're thankful that you came on and let us know about your business and that. And we look forward to you coming back again, as well as becoming a member of
Thank
the
you.
New Africa Black Belt.
I'm trying to get on your
country.
Website right now, but I'm having trouble. I'm trying it as we talk because I wanted to sign up. I typed in, and it said right now, coming soon, website under construction. Maybe, I don't know if I did it right.
Again, type in New Africa. New Africa, Black Belt Wall Street, Business Association, .com or .org, and you shouldn't have any problems.
Okay, hold on. Black Belt
New Africa
Wall Street
Business Association, right up, Business Association, .com or .org. And,
I'm
going to
try
should...
.org because .com wasn't working. Let me try .org.
Okay.
That site couldn't be found, so that didn't work. So let me try now .com.
That's... You say that again, Brother Bilal. New Africa.
New Africa.
Black Belt.
Black Belt Wall Street Business Association. .com or .org. We have both of those comms paid for. And you should be right on our site. New Africa, Black Belt, Wall Street Business Association.
.com.
And you
like I said, it keeps
any...
saying coming soon. It doesn't take me to your site. It says under construction,
wow.
Hasn't been published yet. Check back soon.
Anyone else going on the website and seeing that and having the same problems? Because we've had that website now for quite a while. And I know this is where most of our memberships are coming through. It's from that website.
Assalamu alaikum.
Waalaikumsalam.
I just went to the site. Let me give it to the brother again. I'm on the site now, and
yes.
If it's just new, like the word new, N-E-W, Africa, business. A Association, and that's ASSOC.com.
The New Africa Business Association?
Yes. Association is ASSOC.com. You're not spelling the word association out. It's just ASSOC. You got it?
Okay. .com.
Uh-huh. And it'll take you right to the website. Were you able to do it?
Yes, New Africa Black Wall Street Business. Yes, thank you. You took me to it. Yes, that what you said worked.
Yeah. I said New Africa Business Association.com. Yeah.
Yeah,
NewAfricaBusinessAssociation.com. That's right. And it took you directly to the New Africa Black Belt Wall Street Business Association website, right?
Yep, the New Africa Black Belt Wall. Yep, it did, yes.
Okay,
I'm
that's,
here now.
That's,
at least,
okay.
Excuse me, good evening, assalamu alaikum. Would you please say that one more time?
Okay. New Africa Business Association, ASSOC.com.
Okay.
You got it. New Africa business
under construction. So I'm gonna try this one.
No. No, this is perfect. It works.
Very good. Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
All right.
Thank you, Sister Aisha.
Uh-huh.
And again, our brothers and sisters, our mics are open. Again, network marketing and identifying each other's business, talking about your business, are having comments about import and export business opportunities. Because, like I said, if you can sell your products here in the United States, now we have an entire country that we can start selling our products to. And let me just say this. When it comes to doing business in a country like
Kazakhstan.
Kazakhstan.
When it comes to doing business with a country like Kazakhstan or any other country, but we're talking specifically about this country because we're going to be meeting with the president of the country, and he invited us to come meet with him. It ain't like went looking. No, he invited us through again his knowing our Imam Talib Sharif. He actually invited us to come and meet with him and his ministers. But they are very interested, and they talked about doing business with African Americans because they can see the huge amount of monies that we make for the United States here in America, especially when it comes to sports entertainment, the huge amount of monies that African Americans make when it comes to sports entertainment, basketball, football, baseball, boxing, billions of dollars are being made here in this country. So again, over in their country, they like that type of entertainment.
Sure.
And they love to have, rather than watching it on TV, having African Americans to bring those types of businesses to their country. Can you imagine having our own professional sports companies? And
Brother Bilal.
Brother
Bilal.
Yes, right.
Yes, sir. I think I'm hoping inshallah. Sister Miranda, are you on the call?
Yes, I am.
Ooh, yes, sir. Now we're talking about doing business internationally. This sister right here, she's recently started to doing a big enterprise. In fact, she is the chief operating officer for the Zambia project. And this is the way we talk about mining. Now, sister, what are the minerals that you guys will be mining over there? Tell the brothers. First of all, introduce yourself. And she's in North Carolina.
Okay. Thank you. I'm Miranda Monroe. I'm Miranda Monroe from Fayetteville, North Carolina. I am a educator by trade and profession, a college professor, and and I've been in education for already 48 years. So what I'm doing right now is working with the Zambia Project and doing everything that needs to be done as far as the mining is concerned. So right now we have gold. We have gold already ready to be sold. So, but we have something else even greater that can be a part of the whole process, and that is in Gambia, is the poultry. There's so much and so many different legs of that particular poultry division that can be done. As a child, I grew up on a turkey farm, so I have some knowledge of what it would be for chickens and turkeys. So right there in Gambia, you have a mix. And I'm looking at that, and I think I shared with Sister Joyce that this also can be a franchise that can be developed into a franchise. But also getting individuals to invest in this is very minimal, because I'm going to tell you this. Let's just say if you have 3,000 bitties that you are trying to grow, you're going to lose at least a third of those because of some type of virus or whatnot. So it's important that whenever these bitties come in and they are vaccinated through their water supplies and their feed supplies, there are going to be so many different things that need to be done with this particular project, but it is very doable and very lucrative because there's nothing on poultry that cannot be used. I'm looking forward to working with Ms. Joyce because she's a very, very energetic individual, and I'm really excited. And I want everybody to get excited with her in Gambia He kind of somewhat fall under the sister company there in Zambia. Thank you for listening to me, and I hope that you all in the very near future will see and hear all the good things that will be taking place in Gambia when it comes down to the poultry. When she develops and sets up her company the way she wants to, it's going to be massive. It's going to be wonderful. Thank you. And I want everybody to support her. I will be supporting her. I will be traveling to the country. I will be looking and walking the ground and seeing various things that can take place, that not only can take place, but we're going to make it. We're going to make it come to a reality. And thank you, Ms. Joyce, for inviting me on this call. And if anybody have any questions, feel free to ask me. I will most definitely answer to the best of my ability.
Our mics are open, brothers and sisters. Any questions?
I don't know what I get to. It's damn good.
Any questions?
Thank you, Ms. Joyce. I really appreciate you.
I appreciate you.
Thank you.
Let's see it.
And brothers and sisters, please. Brothers and sisters, let me just say this. I do not want to close our ability to speak with each other. But if you're going to speak without putting yourself on mute, I will have no other choice but to bring us on one at a time. But if I did that, we wouldn't have the freedom of communicating whenever we felt like making a statement. I really want this to be a effort, but I really need you to respect others by being silent until you are ready to speak. I'm hearing a noise in the background, and I can eliminate the noise by taking you all off mute. Matter of fact, I have to find out where the noise is coming from as we speak. But right now we're quiet, and I'm hoping we can stay that way. And please, brothers and sisters, if you're ready to speak, just take yourself off mute. You're in control of it. Noise that we're hearing in the background is interfering with others as we speak. As a matter of fact, the sister who just spoke, I think we basically understood what she was saying, but there was a lot of noise in the background, and that wasn't fair to the sister. So, if you're not ready to speak, please put yourself on mute. Again, any questions that we have for the sister who just spoke on the behalf of the Gambia's poetry, the sister speaking out of North Carolina. Any questions for that sister?
Yes, sometimes these here. Sister, in the process of raising chickens in the Gambia, one of the things I'd like to know, are we in the process of setting up a structure? I personally deal in the halal meat and poultry industry, and that's dealing with chickens, lambs, goats, beef. And I've been to a number of chicken slaughtering facilities in the country where these chickens are slaughtered and all that. You know, I know about the byproducts going different places. In the process of setting up a chicken production in the Gambia, will this be initially something that we set up where people will be getting live livestock? Or will we be setting up a slaughter facility also?
Well, sir, this is a very strong, thank you for the question. It's a very good question. And that question is that, yes, it can be both ways. The business can be sold, but yet and still they can be grown and they can be slaughtered. But the plans, the floor plans are in development now. And once we get all of our plans in development and all of our infrastructure engineered, developed, then we will be very much in business as to, is someone talking to me? I hear someone talking.
I hear, someone I hear talking also.
Okay. So in essence, I kind of lost my thought there. So in essence, what's going to happen is that once we get all our plans together, and I'll be working with Ms. Joyce very closely with this particular project as well, because first and foremost, I'm going to have to visit the site, and there is going to be, we have to go ground up, ground bottom up to even build the structure for the chickens. And that takes a special type of structure from the biddies, and you know, as we grow them, as we grow the chickens, what happens is they grow in stages. They will start off as a small section, then they'll move to another section until they are ready to be sent off for slaughter. We have not reached that part yet, but we are in the planning process of developing all the different steps. What needs to take place for everything to be done.
Still, and may I just add, Sister Miranda and sisters and brothers?
Thank you.
Until we arrive at the slaughter stage, we haven't, like she said, we haven't, you know, discussed that. We will keep so many for layers, you know, to start laying the eggs and things. And at other, and the others, we will have them on market. And where they go from there, and people say, nobody knows. But like a slope rolling down a hill, my brother, it's growing.
Right, this is going to be a global experience. A global experience. Because once individuals find out how powerful it is in Gambia, where we can get what they call grain fed and not injected fed, okay? Individuals will be more apt to purchase the grain fed than those that are what they call pump fed.
There you go. Did
I answer your question?
Industries, my brothers and sisters.
Yes, you did answer my question. No,
All right. Thank you so very much.
Salaam alaikum, sisters. With the chicken. This is Sister Aisha. Can you all hear me okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, we can hear you.
one of the benefits that we at New Africa Business Association is that we like to be a resource for some of the businesses as they are developing when we are able to do so. We have the contact in the different markets. And so one of the things that I would like to suggest to you all as you are getting started and developing your concept that you decide early in operation, if you are developing a domestic operation or a export operation, because those two different kinds of operations will require different type of slaughter mechanisms that you have to put in place. And
that's
one
right.
of the resources right. that's free for you to start investigating is Ex-Im Bank, Import Bank in D.C. On their website, they have a lot of resources, even the all kinds of resources on exporting and importing that I think that you will find extremely helpful. And they will also, you will have an idea on the financial end of whatever business you decide to do, if it's export or import. So I would highly recommend you do a little research with them because they are really the number one source, one of the top sources in the world for dealing with international business. Also, I found another resource just this week. It's a group, it's a company that can send buyers to you, potential buyers, to you for your chicken. And their website, if you're interested, is GoGo4 worldbusiness.com. And once you connect up with them and they know the name of your company and that you have chickens, they will start sending you the RFP, the request for proposals, from buyers all over the world.
Yes, indeed.
So,
yes.
So you might want to look at that. Their email is, well, their website is buyers@go4worldbusiness.com.
Buyers?
But
you said buyers for?
Buyers at worldbusiness.com.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. And really do look at the direction you want to go with your chickens. You want a domestic or you want to export. And that will help you decide what kind of practices you put in place early, because there are going to be different health requirements than to go throughout the world. So that's what we would like to share with you.
Shirley, thank you so much for that information.
You're more than welcome.
Thank you. Thank you very much, because you have just laid a foundation for me being on the computer.
And another area of what they call Addie. You can meet with the
Excuse me, there is a lot of talking, and I can't stay on with all this talking. It's undertone.
I think I just connected our source with that, where that noise is coming from.
Okay, thank you, sir.
So let's see
thank
if we
you,
can
sir.
Connect from there. And then we'll bring that person back on as soon as they dispense of the noise or put themselves on mute. Again, I'm sorry for the interruption. Go right ahead, please.
Go ahead, Ms. Joyce.
Wait a minute, Ms. Williams, did I just take you off?
I don't know. Can you hear me?
I can now.
Yeah.
Okay, yes, thank you. No, I was speaking of Addie. It's for the Diaspora Development Institute. And that would be something that may be of interest to us as well. So I was just going to, you know, add that. But I do appreciate, she's a walking wealth of knowledge. And we appreciate you, sister. Thank you so much.
Again, that's the new... Go right ahead, brother. Go right ahead, please. I'm sorry.
Yeah, this is something I wanted to say to Sister Aisha as she was giving out that valuable information. Also, I found out that... In Kazakhstan, one of the things that they import is a commodity that Sister Aisha was dealing with, and I was just wondering if she had checked into that about that at all, or was she informed about that?
You mean the cotton?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, yes. Well, we talked about it last week, and absolutely. We are in a position where, because we do have a large supply in storage as it is, we have many directions that we can go in with the cotton. And this is raw cotton, by the way, and we have over 300 bales of cotton in storage. And one of the benefits as we look at the direction we want to go in as far as export, we are utilizing the resources of Ex-Im Bank. And I I'm not necessarily tooting their horn, but for sure they are set up with the resources of the U.S. government to supply, to be a resource for us, especially when you start thinking about the many charges and upfront revenue monies that you're going to have to put in place or at least have some guarantee for. They are masters at this because this is what they do. And 90% of their business is with small, 90% of their bank transactions, excuse me, are with small business. And you get a tremendous education of dealing in the international world once you start communicating with them, because at some point you're going to need a letter of credit. At some point you're going to need to know the INCOTERM, CIF, FOB, and all the other 12 terms in order for you to read the contracts and write the contracts. And I know that you all, Sister Joyce and the sister from Fayetteville, these are the things that I'm sure you all are working on and you're up to date on them. But the more resources you have and the more options you have for your product, the better price you're going to get. And you'll be in a position where you can negotiate better. So one of the things that we strive to do on Blog Talk Radio is to be a resource to the community and provide you with information. And our directors will bring people on board. And remember, the membership is important to us. The more members we have, the more research we can get done for you and be more of a resource for you. Okay. Any next question?
Sister Aisha, Bilal Bynum, I wanted to help you to let our audience and many of them, as we can see, are already doing some sort of business in Africa and some other countries. Let them know, or give them the statistics on the many, many companies that are listening to New Africa Blog Talk Radio as we speak. Would you please?
Yes, and actually I just had my card a few minutes ago, and now on my desk I cannot. Oh, yes, here it is. So, and this is current. This information is current because I check it quite often to see how many countries around the world that's listening to the radio broadcast on Wednesday. And there are 15 countries, including the U.S., of course. And those countries are Zambia, Canada, Russia, France, Tanzania, India, Kenya, Mozambique, South Africa, Ghana, Tunisia, Portugal, the UK, and Ireland. These are countries that listen to this radio, Blog Talk Radio, because they are getting community or people resource information. And this is what they want to know. They want to understand the American mindset. And as we talk about business, they want to better understand our business vernacular as well as our mindset, because these are potential business partners, and there are many, many more. And when you go on eximbank.gov website and you put in the search box a country, say if you put in Pakistan, if they will tell you whether or not they will do business with Pakistan, okay? And they'll tell you whether they will do business for 1 year, 3 years, or 7+ years with Pakistan. And you use that as a guide of, to determine the direction that you probably want to go in. And this is the kind of information that you will need. And our in these foreign countries, they are listening to what we say. And so I think, and hopefully all of this is a benefit to our listeners, because you all are the business people that that we rely on to build our communities.
Any questions or comments, brothers and sisters, from the information you've heard thus far? We welcome your comments.
Well, I'd just like to say, Brother Bilal and community, Sister Aisha, we really appreciate your knowledge and the fact that you're sharing it with us, and we do thank you so very much.
More than welcome.
At the same time, for your Gambia, I get those mixed up sometimes, but Zambia, for our listeners there, we have also, we are putting together funds. We're looking at starting a not-for-profit over there, orphanage. So we've got plenty irons in the fire, Sister Aisha, and we do appreciate your assisting us in this endeavor and listening to us and what we're planning to do, because we're going to be doing, between Gambia and Zambia, we have some things going on. So we thank you again for your time,
work.
And we sure thank you for your assistance.
Yes. Well,
and
Ms.
Joy and Ms. Aisha,
yes.
Could we get your information so that you can be a linking source to us as well?
Of course.
Okay,
thank you.
If you could pass that on to Ms. Joy. Thank you.
Well, you ladies, remember, your success is our success here at Blog, New Africa Business Association. So we want you to be successful.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So,
why would
you do it yourself?
Brothers and sisters, our mics are still We're networking with each other tonight. We're getting to know each other's businesses. So we welcome your comments. Let me just say, and especially for those of you who spoke about your business, especially the one in the poetry business, you know, and the brother that has the marijuana distributors. You see, brothers and sisters, the way that you're able to explain your businesses yourself by coming on this radio station, you're very convincing and you're very persuasive because you're explaining your own business. You see, I'm saying that to say, when we meet the president, and I'm thinking it's going to be around the end of this month, but when we go meet with the president of Kazakhstan, we will be there to speak to the president and his ministers in person. In other words, the same clear explanation and persuasive explanation you're giving of your business on this radio station, you're able to give this persuasive information directly to the president of that country. A bio of your business as to where you will be sending a New Africa Black Belt Wall Street, a bio of your business. And, of course, like I said, you will send that to nabassc@gmail.com. If you can't make the trip to New York, you can certainly send in a bio. You'll need the name of your name. You'll need your business name. You would need your website. And you need your Gmail along with the telephone number. Well, and then, of course, a bio of your business, which is fine. But there is nothing like being able to present and give your presentation in person. There is not a better a presentation than being able to present in person. And this is what we're giving you the opportunity to come with us to the United Nations, because that's where we'll be meeting with the president, the United Nations in New York City. And, of course, we don't have the exact date, but as soon as the Imam Talib Sharif give us that date, we will all be giving that date to you, and hopefully you will be able to be in New York with us. But if not, by all means, send your bio and your business information to New Africa Business Association. That is our email, nabassc@gmail.com. Any questions on that information? Okay. Then with that said, we look forward to getting your information and being able to present to the president and other businesses that you run into. Let them know the information you received here tonight. And so any business person can send us their bio, and we'll be sending that information to any business person that we receive a bio on. Will be presented to the president of Kazakhstan. And but like I said, it's better to be able to present in person. Now, with that said, of course, there are always two parts of our show. We have our business presentation where we will come on for our first hour and we will talk about New Africa Black Belt Wall Street Business Association and our business experience in our communities. The second half of our show is our natural disasters. And Sister Aisha, even though she's pretty smart in business, she's a genius when it comes to natural disasters because she has been working with FEMA and natural for so many years. And there is so much information that she can, that she's teaching us, so we will know how to prepare for natural disasters, and like she said, and how to be able to recover from natural disasters. So with that said, I am going to turn our show over to her now. And for the until a closing, you'll be hearing from Sister Aisha, and she will also be entertaining your comments. Sister Aisha.
Assalamu alaikum, and good evening once again to everyone. I hope you can hear me. Tonight, I want to break the discussion up in two parts. I realize we don't have much time because we just had a fantastic discussion talking about business. And so we will probably have to repeat some of this for next week. But one of the interesting things this week that occurred, well, last week, was the webinar that the Department of Homeland Security had. And on that webinar, there were faith-based groups from all over the country. Over 200 and some odd faith-based groups were on that webinar. And the title of the webinar was Threats to Faith-Based Communities. And faith-based communities, in this case, are primarily the mosques, the masjids, the synagogues, and the temples, the synagogues, and the masjid, and some Christian churches as well, of course, and other denominations. And because this threat to these faith-based organizations or houses of worship is increasing, the Department of Homeland Security has really put in place a tremendous amount of help. And according to them, attacks are radically and ethnically motivated violence extremist groups, by violent extremist groups. And so there are two websites that Brother Bilal is going to put on our website, on the Black Belt Wall Street website, for you to go to these websites, and you'll get tremendous, tremendous information to protect your places of worship. This is just not one group. This is for all the places of worship in this country. And these are websites that will give you tremendous information. And one of the things that you're going to get is how to apply for grants from the Department of Homeland Security to protect your house of worship if you need to hire someone full-time or part-time or whatever. And it's going to give you some steps that you can use public resources that's already in existence to come in and help you conduct an analysis of your weak points or in your establishment. So we understand as African Americans that we have to be very careful sometimes when we talk about the federal government and their intent. But we're wise enough now to use the best of the resources for our benefit, okay? So, yes, there are grants. And in 2023, in February 27th of 2023, the Department of Homeland Security announced $2 billion in preparedness grants that is being allocated in 2023. And actually, they were allocated a couple of months ago. So if we are timely to go ahead and make application for grants for 2024. And this is not rocket science at all. And you can go on the website. You're going to get the website address. Talk to the people at your church, your synagogue, or your mosque about accessing these grants to protect your environment and your congregation. So I implore you to do this. And this is something that we have wanted to say for some time, but the risks are very high now. And we know that in my area of North Carolina, one masjid stated just recently that they applied in 2022 for 2023. Another day they got notification that they will get $180-some thousand for the year to hire some people or whatever they put in their proposal. So take this serious and look at the website, and it's going to require somebody in your congregation to take this serious and to work on this. But it's out there, okay? So this is what I wanted to say about that. Are there any questions before we talk about the disaster preparedness?
What was the name of the website?
I didn't hear you say that again.
What was the name of the website?
Okay. I'll tell you, one of them is dhs.gov/keywords/preparedness-grant. Did you get that? dhs.gov/keywords/preparedness-grant. Now, that's going to be on the website probably in the next few days. Is that correct, Brother Bilal?
In fact, it'll be on the website tomorrow. Those of you, if we don't have your email, if we have your email, information like this, when we do receive it, we're sending it out to our email listeners immediately. So if you we don't have your email, I suggest you send us your email, and of course you do that by sending us an email, and that would be NAB. Our email is nabassc@gmail.com. Again, nabassc@gmail.com. And if we have your email, we will be sending this information out along with all of our programs. Everything that we do, we send out to our members on emails. And even if you're not a member, if we have your email, we still send you our information. But that information will be posted the first thing tomorrow, and it will be sent out to all of our email listeners. And if you are not on the email, then we will put it on our website. So that will be out as soon as tomorrow. And I've read the list, and I can't tell you how important the information is on. Let me just say, as far as the grants and the government putting up monies for security of religious institutions, our MassJet here in Washington, D.C., the oldest African-American masjid in this country. The first masjid that was built by African-American during the 1930s. And that is historical Masjid Muhammad here in Washington, D.C. That masjid had a bomb threat 3 weeks ago. I was at the masjid, and just before we was about to have prayer, we was informed that we only had a matter of minutes to get out of the masjid because a bomb had been planted in the masjid. And we had a full capacity, a very large crowd. We had to leave the masjid, and many of us didn't even get a chance to put our shoes back on. We had to go out without shoes, and we had to be at least a 3 or 4 block radius away from the masjid because they didn't know how powerful the explosion would have been had the bomb gone off. So to have information as to where you can have a grant, and in this case we heard a quote where one of our masjids got and this could be your church, this could be your synagogue, this could be your place of worship. But in this case, we know that it happened at the masjid here in Washington, D.C. And so saying that the masjid got a grant for $150 or so many dollars, if you had security guards at your place of worship and you had a grant for $150,000, that means that you can have at least 5 or 6 full-time security personnel guarding your church or your religious institution 24 hours a day. And I'm sorry, I'll be concluding here in just a second, if you will. But that means that you will have enough money to pay a full-time security personnel to be in your church or your... Okay, I have no other choice. If they won't allow me to do anything else. Just a second. I'll be able to continue in just a second, and you won't be able to hear nobody but me. That's the way it is as we speak. I open the mics back up. Once we can start speaking, after we put the mutes off. But that means, brothers and sisters, what Sister Aisha was saying is that by getting these grants, you can have security personnel, a paid security personnel, to guard your masjids or your religious place of worship, or worshiping. For 24 hours a day at a grant that size. So it pays to especially African-American churches. We know how many African-American churches have been bombed throughout the years, and many, many a loss of lives has been lost in our churches. But any of our religious organizations, it doesn't have to be African Americans, but of course that's who we are, and that's the community interest that we have to look out for. And so this information that you will be able to get from the information that Sister Aisha has sent out is valuable information to spread throughout your community, especially to your religious organization. So that information will be put out tomorrow, and we look forward to your being able to use that information. Again, if we don't have your email, please your email. But in the meantime, we will have that information out tomorrow, and it will be sent to all of our email listeners, and also it will be on our websites. So any questions for Sister Aisha as far as that matter is concerned?
So if there are no questions, please follow the instructions from Brother Bilal and for the safety and health of your community, make sure you follow through. Get somebody to follow through and read this information and apply for these grants. But of course, you know you need somebody minimally part-time at your masjid or your church or your synagogue. You need somebody who have the authority to protect the congregation. So don't delay, because this is getting serious in the U.S. And we know that in 2022, at least 35 masajids were attacked. And DH, Department of Homeland Security, expect that number to increase as hate groups increase in number in the United States. We know that attacks and threats to our places of worship will continue to increase. Okay. So we have a short period of time. I want to reiterate that we are certainly in a very difficult situation in the country with this extreme heat. In most cases, it's called the silent killer. The U.S. is experiencing some of the hottest weather in history. I do apologize. My home alarm just went off. I do apologize. Something set it off. The U.S. is experiencing some of the hottest weather in history, and it's called the silent killer. And it's a silent killer because it causes the body temperature to accelerate greatly. And we talked about last week how heat affects our bodies. And we said that heat affects the head, our head, in over 10 different processes that take place. And of course, you know, headaches and dizziness, loss of coordination and confusion and anxiety, seizures and strokes and comas. These are effects of extreme heat on our head. It affects our liver, liver injury, kidney failure, our skin, profuse sweating, our mouth, intense thirst, dry mouth, our heart, rapid heartbeat, irregular heartbeat, reduced blood flow, heart attack. If you feel some of these signs, then when you're outside, you know that you're getting in trouble if you're not already in trouble. It also affects our lungs. It causes us to breathe more rapidly, and it also worsens chronic pulmonary disease that many of us suffer from. It affects our arms and legs. And just the other day, a woman was outside and she said, "Oh, I'm having cramps in my legs." Well, it was 103 here in Durham, North Carolina, and she was outside and she said, "I'm having cramps in my legs. I don't know why." Well, the people around her and we all said to her, "You have been affected by this high heat. We need to get you inside." So she had cramps in her legs, weakness in her arms and legs, and muscle spasms. So if you have to go outside, especially the elderly and people who have a little more weight on their body than normal or that they wish to have, you have to protect yourself. You cannot do the things now outside, like take long walks when the temperature is 95 degrees or even 85 degrees for most of us. You can't do that anymore. You have to take care of yourself. Any questions about the effective heat? But we did find out one thing from a webinar recently, that heat kills more people than hurricanes, flood, tornadoes, and any other event that we think of as catastrophic. So that's why it's called the silent killer, because it kills more people. And one of the biggest things that
I wanted to ask you that does heat cause people the air to be thin, where it affect your breathing in that way, or is that so?
I don't know if it causes. In some cases, in some states that are surrounded by large bodies of water, it causes extreme humidity. Yeah, extreme humidity can cause breathing dysfunction. And in other areas, I don't know, other than those particular bodies, states that are surrounded by a lot of water. Okay.
Thank you.
The interesting thing about heat compared to tornadoes and other disasters is that heat can come one day and hang around for the next day for a week. It's continuous, whereas the other disasters, they are calm, they are due their destruction, and in many cases, they are gone within 24 hours. It's not 48. But heat lingers and lingers and lingers, and so it wears down the body slowly, but it has a very penetrating effect. So we're going to have to be very careful and start listening to the reports of from the Center for Disease Control and the National Weather Service. When we hear extreme heat, take cover, go inside, and try to stay hydrated. Any questions? We did see other day a situation in one of the states that with extreme heat, where several people fell on the concrete in the street, on the sidewalk, and they got third-degree burns. I had never seen that before. They just tripped and fell because they were already beginning to suffer from the heat exhaustion, and they ended up with third-degree burn. They fell on concrete. So that's a serious situation. Extreme heat is considered the deadliest natural hazard in the U.S., especially for children and adults over 65, who are the most vulnerable to heart-related illnesses. So please be careful if you have to go outside. If you have a pet and you have to walk that pet, make sure you do it early in the day, because your animals are also very much in jeopardy or at high risk for extreme heat. Okay. So are there any questions? We mentioned also, yes, go ahead.
Sister Aisha, I was just going to say, here on the East Coast, yesterday and today, here in Washington, D.C., for the first time, it reached 100 degrees. And it's been many years since we've had a temperature where it went into triple digits. And we know tomorrow they're saying we're going to repeat the same heat. We can look for temperatures that are around 100 degrees. And I was just wondering, and I heard what you were just saying, you was some of the advice you was just giving. But being that they were 100 degrees, and you have so many without air conditioning, And so many that when it comes to getting some kind of relief from heat that hot, and I heard what you was just saying, but I know that works, but just look like that's just not enough protection for so many who are going to have to experience this, the type of heat we're going through. And I'm just wondering, how do we go by protecting them as much as we possibly can? In fact, when you say heat is a killer, a heat stroke is like any other stroke, but a heat stroke, like you said, it's a silent stroke that you just don't expect. But it's from the heat, and once your body cannot cool down to the point where it goes into a stroke, I know from the war, like I was telling you when I was in Vietnam, I've just seen so many die just from, and all of a sudden just fall out, just falling right out. And your description of their falling out on the sidewalk, well, I've seen them actually fall out, and there's no recovery. So silent heat you're talking about is for real, and now that we're experiencing heat, 100 degrees or more, and many of us don't have any recovery, no air conditioning, and my goodness, to go inside the building that you live in without air conditioning, it's hotter than the atmosphere outside where it is 100 degrees. So I was just wondering, where's the recovery at?
Well, you know, many cities are setting up cooling centers, and you know, many, they are converting gyms and empty warehouses into mass cooling centers for the people on the street can come in, especially when you consider about 80% of the U.S. population lives in cities. This become a blueprint for disaster when we are having extreme heat. This high concentration in city populations in the U.S., it puts an extreme burden on the resources of those particular cities. And we're talking about the largest cities like New York and Chicago, L.A., and even Washington, D.C. Washington, D.C. is setting up cooling centers. North Carolina is setting up cooling centers. They are in many of the more urban areas, cities. And one of the disadvantages now, as opposed to many, many years ago, we don't have much shade anymore. We don't have trees where we could sit under a tree or a large branch and have shade. That doesn't exist in these urban centers. They are called urban deserts now. So we have to be very careful as we go through. And this time of year, we're coming into September. Normally it's getting cooler, normally, but that is not the case. We expect even greater record heat in the next couple of weeks. So our lives are changing. And what the winter is going to be like, we aren't hearing any projections from the scientific world. We aren't hearing, and that's amazing, because usually this time of year we will have tremendous projections on what the fall and the winter will be like. But we aren't hearing that now. So I think this is a time that we're going to have to be very conscientious of what we are doing with our lives and our habits and how we are responding to the needs of the homeless population. And that becomes, and I tell you frankly, we in North Carolina, we are constantly thinking about that and trying to come up with some solutions. A cooling center is a good solution, but many of them, you can only stay inside of the center for an hour and a half because that's the projected amount of time it takes for you to cool off. Then you have to go right back outside because there's a line of people standing there to come in. So that's really heartbreaking to see that process, but I understand why there has to be a process. The building is only so large.
Okay.
So let's try to get through the rest of this year and this heat situation. So we have a few minutes. If anyone has any comments they would like to make, we'll be very happy to hear your comments.
This is Brother Aziz, I'd like to make this comment that for all of our listeners to know that all this valuable information that you're hearing tonight, you can go to our website, and we have it wherein you can listen to all the shows that's been in the past, including this one. You can go to that and listen to it tomorrow in case you missed any information, didn't get emails down or whatever. Go back to the site besides looking at what we have to offer on the site, and you can listen to tonight's show as well as shows in the past. Thank you.
All right, brothers and sisters, we're into the last 4 minutes of the broadcast. At this time, I'd like to go back to our directors, and when we get their closing comments, I'd like to have the brother who has our guest speaker out of Oklahoma, the brother with the marijuana distributorship. Brother, you want to introduce yourself again, and hopefully you will be back on with us. And like I said, we look forward to your being a member and a participant of this show. I'd like to give you a minute or so to greet the audience, and we hopefully will be able to see you again next Wednesday. Go right ahead, brother. Okay. In that case, we're going to go with our director then from Oklahoma. Sister Williams, you have a couple moments. You want to take a minute for your closing comments?
Thank you, Brother Bilal. I would just like to say how great of a show. Just like your imam or our imam had told us a few weeks ago, it gets better and better. It was informative, and the information you guys you just share so freely, and that's a good thing because it shows sincerity. You are really genuine and sincere with what you're trying to do for the community. You've been consistent over the years that I've been on the program, and we really appreciate what you do. And even though we are miles apart, the fact that you bring the information so freely, it makes you feel a part of the what's going on. At the same time, those of you who are going to the UN building to meet the Prime Minister of Kazakhstan, I just want to say Kazakhstan, yes, ma'am. Sorry. When you go, I'm just hoping the best for everyone who goes and applies, and hopefully that it works out for all of us. Now, what we're doing, we're trying to come with our project out of Africa. Now, I know that Kazakhstan will be there, and inshallah, when he gets ready for us to be there, we'll be there with them as well. But we're going to try to start our project from Africa to the diaspora. That's our goal. So I thank you for your time.
Very good.
And I'm turning it back over now. Assalamu alaikum, everyone.
Assalamu alaikum, assalamu, sister.
And with that, I think we have our time is just about up. Brothers and sisters, we thank all of our listeners. And until next Wednesday at the same time, we will be back on the show, and we're saying greetings to all of you. Good night.
If you had a choice of colors, which one would you choose, my brothers? If there was no day or night, which would you prefer to be right? How long have you hated your white teacher? Who told you you loved your black preacher? Do you respect your brother's woman friend and share with black folks not of kin? People must prove to the people a better day is coming for you and for me. With just a little bit more education and love for our nation would make a better society. Now some of us would rather cuss and make a fuss than to bring about a little trust. But we shall overcome, I believe, someday, if you'll only listen to what I have to say. And how long have you had your white teacher? Who told you you love your black preacher? Can you respect your brother's woman friend and share with black folks not of kin? I say now people must prove to the people a better day is coming for you and for me. With just a little bit more education and love for our nation, would make a better society. And if you had a choice of colors, which one would you choose, my brothers? If there was no day or night, which would you prefer to be right? And if you had a choice of colors, which one would you choose, my brothers? If there was no day or night, which would you prefer to be right? If you had a choice of colors, which one would you choose, my brothers?
Will be free.